USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Kevin McCarthy, Speaker of the House, has been ousted.
The yeas are 216. The nays are 210. The office of Speaker of the House of the United States House of Representatives is hereby declared vacant.
The motion to remove him, initiated by Representative Matt Gaetz, gained support from few Republicans and Democrats. This marks the first instance in U.S. history of a speaker being voted out. Former President Trump seems to be weighing in on the drama surrounding Kevin McCarthy. In a post on Truth Social, Trump questioned why Republicans are fighting with each other instead of focusing on countering the radical left Democrats whom he believes are destroying the country. His post preceded the vote on the motion brought by Representative Matt Gaetz to remove the House Speaker. Former President Trump and his associates, including his two sons, in a Manhattan courtroom today for the second day in a civil fraud trial. Trump again blasting prosecutors and the New York District Attorney in his way into the courthouse.
This case should be dismissed. This is not a case.
They're accused of inflating property values for better loans and insurance rates. New York Attorney General Letitia James is pursuing a $250 million fine and a ban on Trump's company operating in New York. President Biden's son Hunter has entered a not guilty plea to federal gun charges in Delaware. He's facing three felony firearms charges, one of which pertains to unlawful possession of an illegal drug user. The charges came after a previous plea deal, which permitted him to enter a diversion program, unraveled due to scrutiny from a federal judge. 75,000 Kaiser Permanente workers nationwide are in negotiations to prevent a three-day strike. If an agreement's not reached tonight, the healthcare workers will stage the largest strike in U.S. healthcare history. This is USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
Texas Democratic Congressman Henry Cuellar was back at work today after being carjacked at gunpoint near the U.S. Capitol last night. Three men surrounded his car after he opened his door. Cuellar handed over the keys calmly, and the suspects fled the scene. Police are still searching for them after recovering Cuellar's vehicle. Congress must act promptly to ensure uninterrupted U.S. aid for Ukraine. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby emphasizing that today, citing the omitted funding in the short-term government bill.
As President Biden made clear, we cannot under any circumstances allow America's support for Ukraine to be interrupted. Time is not our friend.
Kirby stated that any delay could significantly impact the ongoing conflict with Russia. Student loan repayments have resumed. Republicans have thwarted attempts to continue a moratorium that began during the COVID pandemic.
I don't know of any reason why people can't continue to pay their student loans on time.
That's Senator John Cornyn of Texas. He says President Biden acted illegally when he forgave student loan debt. Jury selection is in progress for the trial of FTX co-founder Sam Bankman-Fried. He's facing federal charges, including wire fraud, securities fraud, and money laundering, to which he has pleaded not guilty. If he is convicted, some of those counts could lead to 20-year prison terms. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.